listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, January 11th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. I am so glad to be here and I'm excited for tonight's special show.
Very happy to have you and very much looking forward to this as well. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us in the live chat. Appreciate those that catch up in the archives. Very thankful, and I think you might be as well, that I can breathe through my nostrils this week. So hopefully we're going to have some better correspondence on that. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysics.org and tfuniversity.org. Now, before we get into our topic and our guest tonight, we're going to begin with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are: 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. All right, now on to tonight. We have a special guest with us. We have the card keeper herself. We have Wendy joining us. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
So glad you're here, Wendy. Got lots to talk about.
Oh, we do. We do. I know that people, this is an audio broadcast, so people can't see it, but we actually do have a single spotlight on Wendy. This is going to be an interrogation. We're going to get to the bottom of things. And...
So,
but no,
Wendy,
looking forward to this.
I'd kind of like to start with a little background. Like, when did you sign up for IMHS? What prompted you to do that? And, you know, kind of the introduction of how you came to be here.
Okay. So I have actually known you, Dr. Vicki, and Dr. Michael, longer than you have known me, because I found IMHS in, I think it was 2015, April 2nd of 2015. That's when it was.
Not specific, eh?
Dr. Vicki, I still have your welcome email, actually. I was just looking at it earlier.
Yeah.
But I had it was quite a journey to actually get there. And it all started with me watching a movie called The Soloist with Jamie Foxx. You might have all seen that. It's a long time ago, but because I had a background in sales and corporate background, that kind of thing. And I saw that movie and I was like, you know, it just hit me and I was like, I just want to change the world. And so I decided I wanted a degree in I wanted to be an addiction counselor, and I went to school and got my degree. And during my internship, I decided that wasn't for me. It wasn't quite fitting. And then a little bit later, I was up one night, you know, pondering the world and everything in it and how I was going to make a difference, and that's when I found IMHS.
Wow.
Very cool. You know,
it kind of sounds like me. I threw it the night, one night, seriously. I had this weird kind of dreams. I woke up in the morning and I went to Google something. It's like my fingers had a mind of their own. And it went right to the church site and the school. And that's how it happened.
Yeah, it's kind of a blur for me. Like, I can't remember what it was I was even Googling or how I was looking or anything. I just know that happened, and that was that.
Very cool. You know, a lot of epiphanies, a lot of kind of changes come late at night, I found, you know, when you're kind of pondering the great things in life.
So what was it you specifically wanted to, or what was your interest in that, Wendy? What did you want to learn about, do you think?
I'm not, you know, at the time, and it was, like I said, it was 2015. I don't remember my exact thoughts. I just know that I wanted to make a difference somehow in some way, and I couldn't quite figure out how to do that.
And so your journey from there brought you to here.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the highlights for you that you feel you have learned through the, you know, through your association with the school and the students?
I feel it, you know, it's really been a journey of self-discovery. So it's not just been about, like, you know, helping other people or changing the world if I could, but really a journey of self-discovery. And I've learned so much about myself, and I'm not the same person that I was in 2015, or definitely not in 2010. And I've just changed so much, and so much for the better. And it's definitely because of the school.
Do you feel that it's helped with your confidence level and self-certainty kind of
definitely,
thing?
Definitely. I mean, there's just overall change completely. Like, I would not recognize myself now. If I saw myself now 10 years ago, that I wouldn't recognize myself.
Yeah.
Has it helped you in your career and what you do for a living now?
Definitely. I work with a lot of, I have a lot of young employees, and, you know, and not just them, but, like, pretty much everybody always comes to me and says, you're just so easy to talk to. And I always fall back on those skills that I have learned.
You know, just the, I will say that, you know, the communication, the relationship skills, you know, not just in family and in romantic relationships, but just how to, you know, be understanding, how to have those proper boundaries. You know, that's been a huge help to me. And when you talk about not recognizing yourself 10 years ago, you know, I really empathize with that. You know, I look back and drastically different from a lot of the philosophies that we discuss here. Of course, my journey was a little bit different. You know, I was wandering through the cosmos in an ethereal, you know, eternal form. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to be born into this life and chose this father. And, you know, he brought me into it. And now I'm here, part of the school and the organization. And you know, nobody look up the word nepotism. It doesn't mean anything. Don't worry about it. But
no, you chose a great father to belong to.
Oh, I take all the credit.
So, Wendy, do you have anybody else in your sphere of influence who shares your beliefs or your philosophies, or are you kind of the odd one out? I'm interested in that.
You know, so my boys are in their 20s, and so they've, you know, since they was early teenagers, have grown up with me learning all of this stuff, and that sort of influenced them. And I believe that it had, or at least I like to believe it had, an influence on how they were raised as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're just such great people. Like, if I didn't know them, I would want to know them. And so I really feel that it, you know, it always trickles down, you know, so not just in my work area, but in my personal area, and also, you know, my other personal life.
Absolutely. You know, when you were talking earlier about how you were hoping to change the world and trying to just, it was a journey of self-discovery, you know, that, I did just, you know, knowing you as you are today and knowing who you are, I have no doubt that that's been a wonderful, you know, influence on your children and on the people that you come into contact with on a day-to-day basis. Because, you know, as we all know, the actions we take and the impact we have, a lot of times we really don't know it. And it echoes through society and through just people like we don't know. And I have no doubt that you have changed the world in wonderful ways.
Well, thank you.
That's exactly just what was coming to mind when you were talking about that earlier. And just what a wonderful, you know, kind of journey and approach. But
so, but other than life skills, are they interested in, like, in the paranormal, you know, like intuition, any of those kinds of things? Or is it more really about the life skills that you shared?
I think it's life skills and just the kind of people that they are. I don't think that they're really into the same things that I'm into, but they are definitely supportive. Yeah, and that goes both ways. So,
well, I find that really interesting, and I think passing it on as a parent is, whew, that's huge, because that is how you change the world, as Michael has alluded to. That when you change how you parent, you are changing the world, right? That's
right.
Because you're unleashing different humans on the planet.
Right.
I like how you put that, unleashing.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I see the reverse and I go, oh, that's going to be unleashed into the world soon. Yikes.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I went a little too far.
Like,
yeah, they get, you know, they're just such good people, and, you know, like, they get taken advantage of sometimes, I think, you know.
Mm.
But they, you know, I think learning your boundaries comes with learning.
it does. I mean, we all have to stumble to, you know, to learn
right.
about
right.
it. And we've all been taken advantage of in
right.
some form or another to greater or lesser extents. And we learn from it. We can't. It seems to be one of those things about life. You know, nothing about you. It's just that we're going to go through life, and, you know, things are going to happen. You know,
yeah.
even if we weren't, you know, constantly ultra competitive and trying to, you know, war with one another and cause each other strife, life itself, the natural world, is going to mm-hmm. throw stuff at us. And, you know, we're going to adapt and we're going to deal with it. And it might seem unfortunate that we have to go through that kind of pain, that difficulty, to come out the other side better, but we do, and we're stronger for it, and they'll be stronger for it too.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to hold your breath and let them go.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, and I mean, I can only...
There's a point when it's none of our business.
Right.
Stay out of it. So aside from being a manager at your job and raising, you know, your children and your home, you do all these other things. Like you have this, like a pseudo farm of pigs and chickens and dogs and...
And turtles.
Oh, you have a turtle.
I have three turtles, and I think what? One is pregnant, or well, not pregnant, but, you know.
Yeah.
However, turtles do that.
Are you kidding? How big are these turtles?
So let's see. Sax, whose name's Sax, because he was found in a sack of crawfish. He's about, I want to say, maybe 7 inches, 8 inches. And then we have two smaller ones that are maybe 3 inches or four.
So you have a place for them to lay their eggs and do all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. They have a huge aquarium and, part water, and then they can get up on their dry land and stuff like that.
I love that. Are those their sliders?
Do you live on a farm?
No, actually, I only have 1 acre, so it's not big enough.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Those turtles, are they sliders?
Two of them are red-eared sliders. No, one is red-eared slider. Sax is red-eared slider, and the other two are Mississippi mud.
So Dr. Mike just asked that in the chat, too.
Yeah. I had a red-eared slider for a long time, and about... 15 years. Unfortunately, he had passed from I don't know how he picked it up, a bad case of pneumonia that I just couldn't lick a few years back. But he was a cool guy. I'd let him out, and he'd go up and sniff the dogs and stuff. But yeah, they're cool.
Just, turtles are great.
They are. And, you know, I empathize a lot with that kind of empathy with animals. And I think I've always thought, and I'm curious about your thoughts on this, that, you know, animals are a great way to just learn about life in general and to kind of experience it and to learn empathy. But, you know, have you found that, you know, this kind of, you know, surrounding yourself with this life and this, you know, kind of all these different aspects of life, all these types of life, have they kind of informed you about your metaphysical outlook?
I think to a degree, yes, because, They teach you patience for sure. They teach you empathy.
Yes.
And love, like unconditional love. So definitely.
No, absolutely. Michael, you cannot adopt a turtle.
It's coming.
Well, if the universe makes it happen, my most recent adoption, I didn't ever see that coming. That was the poor guy didn't the other foster home. The dog attacked him, so he needed a place. And I said, okay, I'll do it. And I'd always held out fostering because I was worried this was going to happen. And gosh darn, he's just too adorable. But absolutely, you know, I don't want to sidetrack this either. You know, one of the things I was kind of curious about too, you know, when we've had you, you know, in our community, the, you know, community of the curious here, and we see you every week and we love having you, and you know, you, just thank you so much for the effort you put in with the card keeping and just kind of tracking it. Of course, you're our resident card keeper, but do you remember when it was that you started kind of, you know, picking up on the weekly basis, kind of really joined in? And do you know what it was that kind of drew you to the program itself? And you know, I know that you're already involved in the school. I, you know, that's how you became aware of it and all that. But were you watching back when we were actually doing the video broadcast?
Sure was. I was there every week. I think I just kind of listened in and watched in and didn't participate in chat for a long time. Or I would just say hi, but not really, you know. And I was kind of coming and going a lot. I went through a lot of stuff for a few years. So not up until a few years ago did I really, I guess about 4 years now, 5 years, did I really start, you know, getting into doing part of the chat and kind of.
Well, I don't.
Why don't one day you just jumped in and said, hey, I'm going to keep track of this?
And that was, and you know.
Well, I had already been keeping track at that point.
And you didn't tell us. Very interesting.
I just like statistics, so I was kind of doing my own thing.
that's your corporate background, you see.
I don't think so. I think it's like more of a just like a me thing.
Well, I can tell you.
It just kind of comes to me, like I'll see like matches of things everywhere.
It's so interesting, isn't it? And you know, that I'm so glad this came up because that was on my list of questions, is what made you interested in that. But absolutely, you know, I'm sure you've heard me drone on about how I find it so interesting how the universe kind of speaks to us and probabilities and how unlikely things happen. But, you know, it's been, you know, when we go through the cards and we see those patterns and you'll point out, you know, I think like Jameel, Hope was his most pulled card, you know, like just wow. And what are the odds?
I actually have all of our stats for the year if y'all want to hear them.
Oh, yes.
That'd be amazing.
Okay, so in June, we had, I think, a few cards that hadn't been pulled. And last year we didn't have, there were some cards that weren't pulled. But this year, all of 2022, we pulled all of our cards. So that was pretty cool. Every card got a chance. No cards left behind.
Wow.
So wild card number 7, Hope, did end up being the most pulled card of the year. And the least pulled card of the year was number 41, Communication. And I feel like that's probably because everyone here understands how important communication is. So I think that's why it wasn't, and I think the person that it was pulled for was somebody that's not a regular person here either. So those were the two cards that stood out. And then we have individuals.
See, I find that just for a sec, I find that absolutely mind-boggling. Of all the inner oracle cards, every single one of them last year was pulled.
Yeah, that is. And, you know, I wonder, I don't know if you have the data, but I wonder if I'd imagine we've gone prior years without pulling, you know, at least a few cards, just in the randomness of the shuffle. Mm-hmm. But that is very interesting, and I just can't tell you how much I love that Hope ended up being the most common card. And you know what what a message that, you know, I think we all needed. Even me pulling him sometimes, I need to hear it too. And
that's what I was thinking too. Is that you know, it's a time for hope. The last couple of years has just been that. You know, we all hope for something to get better.
Oh, so. Such truth.
Wow. So you were gonna carry on there, Wendy?
Right. So. Dr. Edward, his most pulled card of the year was wild card number 3, Entropy. Jameel, he has some interesting points. As we know, number 7, wild card Hope, was pulled for him the most between January and June, and it ended up being his most pulled card of the year, but so he had no spirituality, from the suit spirituality. He had none of those called until the second half of the year, and then he had a whole bunch of them right in a row.
Well, that's interesting. Oh, Jameel.
Yes, it was interesting to hear that see that.
Well, I'm sure he'll be listening in the archives because he's not with us in the chat tonight live.
Yeah.
So he'll be interested to learn that later for sure.
I was just thinking that, and I have to apologize. Obviously, you know, there are, you know, armed intruders that have just been trying to break into my house for the longest time. You know, I'm fighting them off in between, you know, the discussion. Thank God I have the dogs here. But
where's your lightsaber?
Well, that's why I'm not afraid. I have my lightsaber to fend off any Sith Lords. But
that's right. So what else did you come up with there, Wendy?
Okay, so back in March, Dr. Jeff had a lot of life skills pop up. Like, and his most pulled card was open-mindedness. And then Dr. Mike, between July and August, he had 4 wild cards pulled right in a row. 3 of them were paradox, and 1 was blocks. So his most pulled card of the year was wild card number 3, paradox. Audra only matched 3 times all year. Number 1, perfection. Wild card number 2, and then some. And number 23, meaning and purpose. Dr. Kevin, he matched 3 times with number 10. And this word just does not like to come out of my mouth, but indomitable power of the human spirit.
You got it.
Ronaldo, who I guess we haven't seen him in a while. But his was 33, preference over principle. Dr. Zach did not have any matching cards.
Really?
Oh.
Very interesting.
I know he's listening.
But I was, I did look at, like, of all the times that Dr. Zach had actually came to visit us, which was only, like, once or twice a month. So I think that's why he didn't have any matching cards.
Mm.
So he's a regular, but he only pops in like, you know, like a couple times a month if that. So yeah. I think that had to do with that.
So you even keep track of who's visiting.
Yeah.
Wendy, this is invaluable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No,
I guess I do that part at work anyways when people show up.
Well, I can't tell you, you know, and this is what I love. You know, I couldn't have expected this kind of, you know, to have you here with us, this kind of, you know, relationship. And it has been just such a wonderful surprise with you, Dr. Zach. I don't want to leave anybody out. There's, you know, all of our regulars, everybody we come to see every week, you know, it's just wonderful. And no, I mean, I love these insights. And I just like you said earlier, Jameel's going to love hearing that. I know he'll probably catch up with us in the archive, but just fascinating stuff. And
the cards really, like, Every time I'm like going through and trying to see what's going on with all the cards, like Jamil always comes up. I'm not sure why or what it is, but he always has like the most interaction with the cards.
Very interesting.
So what else did you, is there anything else that piqued your curiosity?
We had Dr. Ione. She matched cards three times with wild card number 9, blank. Wow. Number 7, self-mastery. And number 28, do no harm. Dr. Raven, her two most pulled cards were number 36, gratitude, and wild card number 7, hope. Tabitha had a match with number 28, do no harm. And Kat had none. And if I didn't mention any, then he didn't have any matches. And that was all of them.
Wow.
Very cool. Very cool.
I think, for one thing, I'm blown away at how your mind works, because that fascinates me. I love it that you have such a curiosity for patterns and data and seeing where things connect. That's fascinating.
Definitely.
Scratching the analytical itch there. That's awesome.
Dr. Vicky, you said the word, I think, curiosity. That's just been me. That if you could sum me up in one word since I was born, curiosity.
Oh,
I love it.
There's no better trait, honestly.
There's not. And, you know, the most interesting people in this world, in my anecdotal, humble experience, are the people with the most burning curiosity.
Yes, I'm always, like, every single day, I will find something to be curious about, like, every single day.
That's awesome.
I love it. I could take note. I mean, I am very curious, but some days I'm like, I'm going to watch, you know, another episode of, you know, Star Trek or The Simpsons or something. I don't want to learn anything new today, but no, I love it. It's a good example for all of us.
See, I can relate to that. I'm very curious. Also, mind you, I go through times where I think I just need to shut down and digest and, like, go into Neverland. But then every time I think, well, okay, I've got to figure it out, something else throws a ringer in it. And I say, well, I didn't see that one coming, you know, and makes me curious about something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think you can still be, like, literally, like, laying down. Just laying there doing nothing or even watching TV. My mind goes a million miles an hour all day long. So I'm just, you know, I could find things to be curious about. I will come up with something. Just doing nothing. I'll still find something.
That's a fabulous characteristic.
It really is. I really think
it's from being my youngest sister. She didn't come along until I was 4 and a half. So I think that's 4 and a half years of building an imagination, because you're your only friend.
Oh, yeah.
Early childhood.
Yeah, I mean, I was an only child until I got my stepbrothers at 13. So, that's an introvert right here, right there. I could, you know, I could do my own thing, you know, imagination galore. But, you know, that's awesome. And, you know, I think that that curiosity of yours, that imagination of yours is, you know, I help fuel the drive to, you know, evolve and change. You say that you wouldn't recognize yourself 10 years ago, but, right. You know, it's your curiosity and your passion for learning and having an open mind. And I think that's exactly what we're shooting for in this community. And I think that, you know, I would definitely, you know, ascribe that to a lot of our regular folks. And it's one of the things that I love about you guys. And just thank you so much. I mean, this has truly become such a important piece of my life, and I'm so very thankful. So I'm just putting that out there again.
Well, I'm very honored to be with you two tonight. Like, this is amazing. I love it.
Oh,
I'm so lucky.
For us too. We're the
I
better
think we're for all it. Gonna we're going to design cheerleading outfits.
Mine's gonna have to have a lot of layers, but you know.
So, and Wendy, if we pick cards, are you willing to pick cards too and see where
my
we
mind.
Go from there?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so I know
okay,
you said
well,
you have your deck, and here's what I was thinking, and it's up to you. If you wanted to pick the cards and read them for our folks, I'd be happy to start keeping tally of the list and, you know, throw out who's next.
Michael, no. Oh, let's you pick a card, Wendy pick a card, and I'll do a tarot, and we'll see what we got. How's that?
Okay. Oh yeah, all three at
once. I don't trust you to take. I don't trust you to do all the tabulating. Let's.
Hey,
let's,
Wendy. I can
Wendy
track
is
it.
On a roll.
All right. Hey, I think that sounds
do
like a
this
plan.
With me.
I think that sounds like a plan. All right.
All right. We have Dr. Mike. He's put his name up first. So, Michael, you pick one. Wendy will pick one. And I'll pick one. We'll see what we have.
All right. All right. So, Mike, Dr. Mike, have you up first? Glad to see you again. And I have for you number 36, gratitude. Wouldn't it be interesting if we pulled the same card twice in a row. But, all right, gratitude. We have. All right. Gratitude is the joy that one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended.
What do you have, Wendy?
Okay, I have. I'm pulling for Deb.
No, we're gonna pull for. Well, three pull for Dr. Mike, and then move on.
Oh, okay. All right, I have. Let's see, let me pull here. Under the spirituality suit, I have power of belief. And belief is the most powerful force in the universe. One's beliefs are responsible for one's successes and failures. It's also important to realize that you cannot disbelieve in one thing without believing in something else. Beliefs can help or hinder, enable or disable. Denial is a belief and means lying to oneself to evade responsibility. Ponder your beliefs to see if they are healthy or unhealthy. Proceed with conviction.
Wow, and with gratitude, power, belief, I got the sun. So that's his new beginnings, and how I translate this in putting that together as like a little story is it's with your insights and your particular viewpoints, Mike, that you're moving forward into this new phase of your life, and it just is going to grow. But it's really about standing in who you are today as opposed, let's say in this case, who you were 10 years ago, who you are today is very different, and being grateful for that. So I think there's some kind of movement here in your life, and it's just staying true to you. That's how I translate that.
All right. See, now this is how I do it, Wendy. I will pull the card and read from the book, and then Vicky gets to put the intuition and make it sound good. All right.
Yeah, great.
All right, we have Deb next. See, I can tabulate. Deb, I have number 26, energy signature. Let's see, number 26, energy signature. This card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out or the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you may be sending or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what is healthy. Remove what is unhealthy. Remember that you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature.
And what do you have for Deb, Wendy?
I have number 37, groundedness. Remain grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or beliefs. Have a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and opinions and weigh them against facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all the facts or have more facts to uncover. Adjust opinions when new facts are found.
Well, I have the four of clubs in that, Deb, and what I always see that as relationships, commitment. I call it the early marriage card, but that could be in a matter of, you know, even a business partnership for that matter. But I'm going to say in matters of relationships, you're in an energy signature, remaining grounded, and paying attention to, you know, sometimes we waver ourselves. We kind of bend a little bit too much for others. So it reminds me kind of taking on somebody else's beliefs because it feels good to be in that relationship, but then it's to get a pull back and say, well, wait a minute, who am I in this? So staying firm and grounded in who you are, keeping your energy signature while still sharing energy space with someone else. So that's just what I see in that one.
I love it. Very interesting.
Audra.
Audra. So glad to have you with us tonight. And Audra, you get number 14, Energy Shift, a New Chapter. Energy shifts are a natural result from increased awareness, knowledge, and new attitudes that naturally open new chapters in one's life. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction. Out with the old, in with the new. Good card, good card. Wendy, let's see what you got to pair with it.
That was a great card. I have Law of Control, number 5. Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The Law of Control says you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that to which you are entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are. Lobby for change or leave, which is one of my favorites. Dr. Kelly speaks of the 3 L's, which is lobby for change, leave, or live with it. And those are words to live by.
I totally agree with
absolutely.
That one. So I have the King of Hearts here for you, Audra. And I'm going to say, could be a little heart flying around your life here. And it's that new chapter, the Law of Control, exactly how Wendy has explained that. And in a matter of entering a new relationship or matters of the heart. So it's, I think it has to go both ways, doesn't it? It's not just you having boundaries, somebody else having boundaries and being respectful and flowing. Let that energy flow between you, you know, being who you are, but still being in a shared space. So that's my kind of twist on that. New chapter, though, Audra. I love it.
Love new chapters. Change is good. All right. And Dr. Edwards up next. Dr. Edward, I got another wild card, famous one we've been talking about tonight. Wild card number 7, hope. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope in and of itself does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope is the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it is the first and last failsafe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope. All right. What you got, Wendy?
I have number 38, open-mindedness. An open mind is sensible and grounded. An open mind avoids preconceived notions, especially ones that are based on personal agenda, a pet theory, or a preferred belief. An open mind is not gullible or credulous. Rather, an open mind thinks critically and searches for additional possibilities. It absorbs knowledge and searches for credible solutions and conclusions.
Well, Edward, I got strength. So with hope, open-mindedness, and strength, that's, I always say that's the will of spirit, right? That determination, the will. But I think this is also asking of you to look at something alternative. And maybe that's matters of health or well-being, but to be open-minded about some kind of, I'm going out on a limb here, some kind of new treatment or something else that you might do to, you know, strengthen your body as well as your spirit. So I feel like there's a good turn of events coming. And again, being hopeful and open-minded because you have the power to make some of these changes that you want to make. So it's exciting. You know, I think so.
I love it when you go out on a limb.
Ooh, those limbs can break too.
Hey, you know, it's still all good for the person watching.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I kid. No, I think that you're uncanny. But I hope that connects. And we have Tabitha up next, if I'm not mistaken.
We do.
And Tabitha, I know that you had a particular card in mind, but I hope this one connects with you. It's positive consciousness, number 13. It is our soul's natural inclination to be positive. Therefore, positive consciousness transcends positive thinking. As human beings, we can find ourselves with a need to filter negativities and ill will. Be at peace with your natural self and continue displaying goodwill towards others. Don't hate or hold hatred in your heart. Maintain your positive attitude even in the face of obstacles and discouragements, for they are temporary. Love it. Wendy, what you got?
Just because I had a problem, I said earlier I have a problem with this word, I pulled number 10, indomitable power of the human spirit.
Nailed it.
The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach for you. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit, to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way.
Well, in support of that, I have the Two of Diamonds, or the Two of Pentacles. So positive consciousness, this amazing, I know I have a hard time too, Wendy, with that word, indomitable power of the human spirit. But it's saying here also to stay balanced, Tabitha. So in that, you know, balancing your life in all aspects of life, and certainly balancing your energy. So you might feel these great surges of energy. Make sure you're getting enough rest. Make sure you're eating properly so that you keep everything in balance. And then you'll go the distance, because that's what it takes, right, to stay in balance. So I feel like things have already started for you, Tabitha, and it's just going to continue to grow. That's what I feel. So that's right. We have Dr. Jeff, I think.
Yep,
next.
I got Dr. Jeff as well. And Dr. Jeff, we got another wild card tonight. Wild card number 9, blank. Interesting card. Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be. It is what you need it to be, and it is all you desire it to be. Remember, the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, in the loudest of ways, often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lay within. Very cool, very cool.
Can't wait to hear what Wendy has to support that one with. It's great.
Yeah, I like this card. It's number 22, Think for Yourself.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Better understanding one's own mind brings one closer to honesty and self-responsibility. Thinking for yourself prevents being swayed by the potentially unhealthy thinkers or thinking of others, as well as outside popular beliefs, simply for popularity's sake. If you don't think for yourself, you sacrifice your identity for someone else's identity. This may be a time to exercise critical thinking in order to best determine and listen to your own truth.
Well, you know, Jeff, I got the Ten of Hearts, which to me is always about family and about relationships and developing those relationships, all of them within family. So you're reconstructing your life. That blank card is you can do anything that you want to do. Thinking for yourself is still staying on track with yourself and what you desire to do, you know, again, without too much influence from others necessarily, but it's still keeping in balance with the family. And I know that can be a little tricky sometimes. Wendy would know that too, of course. You know, it's like you're following your own path, but you still have all these characters to take care of and,
right.
And you know, make sure you're not rocking the boat here or taking energy away from somebody else and so on. So it can be a bit of a juggling act. However, it is that reminder for you, Jeff, to stay true to yourself and create what you want. You have a blank slate here, and what's really yearning for you? What, you know, what's in your heart? What is it that you want to do? And I always say it's something that gives you a sense of purpose as well. So
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
And we have Dr. Kevin next. And Dr. Vicky, I don't know, were you able to catch the comment that Dr. Kevin had made in chat there?
Yes, I did. And, you know, thanks for that, Kevin. You said he was hanging on to the words that I said last week, you know, about hang in there, you will prevail. And you will, Kevin. But let's see what we come up with here, and maybe we can add more to the story.
Absolutely we can. Tonight, Kevin, I have for you number 32, sympathy and empathy. Mercy is compassion in action and fulfills a kind act of paying it forward. Sympathy, or sensitivity for another's plight, and empathy, or relating to another's plight, each requires need, compassion, and action to fulfill a soul's need to explore, investigate, and educate. Always extend the benefit of the doubt until there's no longer a reason to do so.
All right. What do you have, Wendy?
I have number 11, awareness. Every human being has a responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and peaceful coexistence. People generally do the best that they can according to their current level of awareness, knowledge, experience, and resources. This card may indicate that increased awareness in some area is needed. Continue to increase your awareness of self and others through observation, acquired knowledge, and a positive attitude.
Wow, and I got the hermit in support of that, Kevin. So what this is telling me, you know, that difference between sympathy and empathy, and exactly what Michael had explained, and that awareness that Wendy is mentioning in the hermit, saying, you know, there might be something in the fine print. There might be something, it's like missing a detail. So I think what this is saying is to go back, look over all of the information on your little pile of papers or, you know, what you're dealing with right now, and go through it again with a fine-tooth comb and see what you might be missing in your consciousness that would help you move things forward. And, you know, I've had to do that myself at times and say, what am I missing here? Oh, and then it's right in front of me all that time. Mm-hmm. And it's being able to articulate the words. And then it's like a snap of the finger. It's like, oh, okay, light bulb goes on and you got this. So I think this is just saying do a review, Kevin, and look inside about what you want to achieve. What's the best possible outcome for you? And sometimes we don't get everything we want, but we get a good portion. And that's what I feel for you. So again, I'm going to say, you know, keep going, you know, keep going. So don't give up yet.
Good advice.
There's more coming.
Good advice. Yeah. Good advice. I love it. And so, of course, that's all the time we have tonight for cards. We're just going to have to go ahead and wrap up. But, oh, I'm sorry. Of course, we have our good friend, friend of the program, Dr. Zach. So happy to have you.
I knew that was coming.
That I was going to do my standard dad joke on that one.
Yeah.
I can't help myself. I can't help myself. But, Dr. Zach, for you tonight, I have number 6, boundaries. It's important for you to establish clear boundaries for yourself. Equally, it is necessary to be aware of others and to not overstep or encroach on their boundaries. This is a mark of a self-complete individual. Reassess and assertively protect your healthy boundaries while looking to see if you are overstepping elsewhere. Begin with asking yourself, who owns me?
Good
one. All right, love it, love it. Wendy, what you got for him?
All right, I have Insight and Wisdom, number 21. Wisdom is the successful application of knowledge using experience and understanding. Insight is discernment in seeing the underlying truth. This may be a time to look deep into your inner character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. Insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding as well as to discover potential solutions.
Mm-hmm. Zach, you'll appreciate this. I got the 6 of diamonds, so the 6 of pentacles in support of that. So I think in matters of projects that you might have going on here and where there might be some financial gain or money coming and going, it's what are your boundaries in this? What are you willing to give up, or what are you willing to, you know, put into it on your own? But also being insightful, you know, staying to what your intuition also tells you. You know, you can't, it's kind of like you can't always trust the stock market and what that's telling you. You got to go with your gut. And in this case, I feel like your instincts, your intuition is what's going to guide you. And I feel that that is going to be profitable in some way. So there's a little bit of money coming to you in this, you know, and applying that.
Fun, very fun.
Yeah.
Of course, for legal purposes, it should be noted that the metaphysical humans do not provide investment advice. But
and gambling is only for those over 19.
well, I mean, 18 here. I mean, depending, unless you're just gambling between friends, and then there's no age limit. But we don't talk about that.
And don't teach your grandkids poker like I do. That's true.
I
really appreciate the feedback in the chat, guys. That's pretty amazing. And Kevin, he says, this prediction is so accurate, it's scary. Thank you all. Hang in there, Kevin. Really, hang in there. Tabitha, my sense is that, yes, when your doctor says about, keeping, whatever it is with dairy and watching your, food sources. It's not necessarily a diet that I call it. It's like a way of being with food and what you need as food source. So, and as far as more water, you might consider adding some electrolytes to it so that you make sure you stay hydrated. You know, it's not something you might want to do all the time, but electrolytes, you can get at any pharmacy, by the way. Athletes use it all the time, so... It's not like I'm going out and on that one.
Not so, just athletes. I think people just need a little bit of a pick-me-up after the previous evening off to go for those electrolytes. But I will say this. Yeah. Just ask your daughter about doctor about mochi ice cream balls. See how they might fit into the diet. just want to throw that out there. I don't know. Maybe somebody will eventually listen and I'll get a free case. And I'll spread the love. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Spread the love. But. One of the things, Tabitha, and it might have been just an intuitive kind of switch in my brain, when you said the doctor, she says, the doctor, I have to start keeping a diary on my diet. I had this pop in my head about removing dairy. So diary and dairy, and that's kind of what I, consider that dairy could be might aggravate you. So I say, just try it for a week, no dairy, and see what happens. Just
especially if you're using Coffee Mate, carrageenan, anything with carrageenan in it. That's what I found. I feel better since I cut that out of my morning coffee. I don't want to, but I did, and I feel a little better because carrageenan is responsible for inflammation, which makes you feel pretty bad.
Interesting you say that. Back in the day, I started cutting, the kind of creamers and things out of my coffee because my stomach was getting a little upset. And now I just drink my coffee and espresso black, and I've really developed a taste for it. But I think you're absolutely right about that. But
Wendy from, sorry, Michael.
It was just a throwaway. I was going to say, but it's the old adage: we are what we eat. But didn't even need to be said. But go on, Dr. Rick.
Okay. So. Wendy, I'm interested tonight. The Hope card came up again. So how did that fare into what you see in all your stats?
I think I don't think the Hope card is going anywhere. I think that we're going to see a lot of it still going forward. I really do, because it's just and I don't know. I mean, sure, I look at statistics, so I know that there's only so many wild cards, so they could be pulled more often, and I know that, I understand that, but I don't feel like it's that. I feel like it's that we just all need hope, we all want hope, we all have hope, so I think it's not a card that's going anywhere. I think we're going to see a lot of it.
Well said.
We could get Wendy on to do things like tarot. She's got an intuition about things.
I don't know. I'm getting a little scared. I think I'm going to be out of a job here soon. But
Wendy, you did great tonight. You did absolutely great.
This has been wonderful.
I'm blown away by how all the work that you've done on this and your investment into this program.
I absolutely love it. I would not. I mean, it is literally like the light of my week.
Likewise.
That's a light of ours.
Absolutely. But it's just been wonderful having you. You know, I've loved having, you know, we've had some more folks on. We've had Dr. Mike, Dr. Zach. It's been a treat having you on. You're such a, you know, a core part of what we do, and we love, you know, you're our card keeper, and it's the insights you offer are invaluable. So it is absolutely our delight to have you on. And, you know, we're looking forward to having Dr. Zach on. He's going to be, I think, the second week in February, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to nail that down. Dr. Mike, maybe we can twist your arm down the road. But, you know, if you're interested, it's, you know, be good to have you. You can let us know. I'll go ahead and, you know, pop my email back in chat here, and if anybody's interested. But it's been great. It's been fantastic.
Michael, we really like to get to know everybody in a kind of a different way. And if they want to join the program, it's great for the people to get to know you a little bit, a good chance for us to interact with you. So this is kind of your platform, and your venue.
It is.
And we want to include you.
You're the lifeblood of it, you know, in every, you know, way as much as anyone else. So this is about you as well. I mean, sure, we're the ones in charge and we're going to call the shots and all that, but you know, you guys are, you know, you're the lifeblood. Dr. Vicky.
Everybody here is so interesting too. If you think about it, and you see some of the things they say, and like everybody is so interesting on a personal level.
You know, we get to chat in the live chat, which is great, but, you know, having some one-on-one time with Dr. Mike and, you know, getting into some of the stuff he's been into and talking about. He's into marine biology. I love that. I had the opportunity to have not only have we talked with Dr. Zach on air and had him, I had the opportunity to have a one-on-one. That was just wonderful. I immensely enjoyed that and I'm thankful for it. But, yeah, I don't know how we lucked out getting such a great group of people. But this has been amazing. So I'm about to put it in chat, but for those that are listening to the archive, my email that you can get me at is drmichael@icmhchurch.org. So, you know, if you're interested, give us a shout.
Yeah. But, love to have you.
All right.
But, so, again, Wendy, you are such a bright light in all that you do. You're contagious, actually. Yeah, and all that you have and your energy and how you're living your life sets the example for others. And I just want you to know I appreciate you.
That's like the kindest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. But it really, I'm so happy to be with you guys tonight. And it's just been such an honor. And I can't think of anything else better to do with my week. So thank you for having me.
Well, I hope
we'll talk after the program.
Absolutely. So I hope that, you know, down the road we'll get to hear, you know, have you join us again.
Anytime.
So fingers crossed. So it's come to that.
It's come to that time.
It has.
The second Wednesday of 2023, we all lived through the full moon.
Barely.
Everybody's settled after the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And life is starting to kick in again as we emerge into this 2023. I do want to put a shout out to anybody struggling in weather-related conditions right about now. I know California's having a really hard time.
Yeah.
And a lot of other folks. And just know...
Our
thoughts are with you.
Absolutely. It's been rough. You know, somebody, you know, very close friend, very important to me, she and her family live out in Buffalo, and thankfully they all came through it just fine, but it was a rough time, and not just there, in many cities. So thank you for mentioning that, Dr. Vicky. That's, you know, great point. But, well, we're charging ahead into 2023. Like I said, we're looking forward to Dr. Zach having you next month. We're going to have some great topics coming up for you. Don't have anything picked out just yet for next week, but of course you'll be getting the email. One of my New Year's resolutions, which is kind of a joke, I never make New Year's resolutions, but I am going to try to be better at, you know, getting involved in social media, kind of letting you guys know what we're going to be talking about. I'm a bad millennial. I know. I'm going to get better. I promise. But this has been awesome. Wendy, thank you so much. You know, we're kind of coming to the end here. Wendy, any last thoughts you want to share before we sign off?
I just want to say it's so great to be with everyone every week. Everyone on here is great and so kind, and everybody's uplifting. And, you know, just I love being here. And I want to thank you guys and everyone on the chat.
Okay, okay. What color is the cheerleading outfit?
I guess
for Cowboys.
There you go.
It doesn't sound like the Broncos, but it's weird. But so I think at this, I think what we know is I'm going to have to, send Wendy a bigger check for all the cream compressed skin. Dr. Vicky, any last thoughts?
No, hang in there, everybody. That's all. Hang in there. It'll get better.
Well, please join us next week. We love having you. It's a highlight of our week. But until we see you next time, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.